And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 30th of December, 2011. It's the birthday of the Canadian novelist Douglas Copeland, born 1961 on a Canadian Air Force base in Baden-Sulingen, West Germany, whose first novel was Generation X, Tales for an Accelerated Culture. Most recent novel is Player One, What is to Become of Us, the story of five people in an airport cocktail lounge during the apocalypse. It's the birthday of poet Patti Smith, born in Chicago during the Great Blizzard of 1946, who wrote about her bohemian years in New York City in the 60s in her memoir, Just Kids. Patti Smith, who said, "In art and dream, may you proceed with abandon. In life, may you proceed with balance and stealth." It's the birthday of Rudyard Kipling, 1865, in Bombay. His father ran an art school there. Kipling became a reporter, wrote short stories, poems, many of them about military life, though he'd never fought in battle himself. They became popular with British soldiers. He married an American woman, and in 1892 they moved to a farmhouse in Brattleboro, Vermont, where Kipling began to reimagine the India of his childhood and write the stories that would make up The Jungle Book. They had a child. They bought 10 acres of land high on a hill overlooking the Connecticut River, and they built a house where he finished The Jungle Book in 1894, about a boy raised by wolves in the jungle of India. And he wrote Captain's Courageous there. And he also invented snow golf, in which golf balls were painted red and you batted them around in the meadows. And he took up the sport of skiing, which was new in Vermont. Kipling loved Vermont, but he and his wife had a quarrel with her brother, and the Kiplings left Vermont in 1896. Their house, called Naulaka, which Kipling designed, is still there, and it's owned by the Landmark Trust, has most of the Kipling's original furniture in it, and you can rent it for vacations for up to 3 weeks. It was on this day, 1924, astronomer Edwin Hubble announced the discovery of other galaxies. At the time, it was thought that our Milky Way galaxy represented the entirety of the universe. Hubble was studying the Andromeda Nebula using the 100-inch telescope at Mount Wilson Observatory in California, and he was able to distinguish individual stars within the nebula and calculate one Cepheid star's distance from the Earth, 800,000 light-years away, more than 8 times the distance of the farthest star in the Milky Way. So he renamed the Andromeda Nebula the Andromeda Galaxy and went on to discover 23 more separate galaxies and prove that our Milky Way was just one of many little islands of stars. Here's a poem for today by Robin Serra entitled There. One keeps itching to get there. Where? Never mind where. One gets there at last and does not come back again to tell anyone else where or how or what it is like there. One drives internal combustion vehicles, or one walks, or one rockets across the sky. Restlessness is the ness one goes by. It infallibly takes one there. A poem by Robin Serra, There, from The Essential George Johnston, published by The Porcupine's Quill, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.